11点，怎么样都睡不着，你在做什么？
西城夜话，每晚11点，我和西城，
西城，
西城和我，
西城和我。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台2020年美国大选的特别节目。今天我们非常有幸的请到华盛顿州，众议员第41选区的候选人，他也是现任的众议员 Tana Sam。Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Radio Seattle 2020 election special program. Tonight, we are very honored to interview with Tana Sam. She is the current state representative, legislative district 41, position 1, and she is seeking re-election. Welcome, Tana.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
谢谢邀请，很高兴参加今晚的节目。
Let me briefly introduce Tana. Tana Sam earned her master's degree in public policy and administration from Columbia University, and she worked for 15 years in government relations and communications in the private, nonprofit, and philanthropic sections before she became the Mercer Island City Council member. And Tana is a working mom with 2 kids. She is currently a state representative for the District 41. Very bright, very shining resume. We are very honored to have Tana with us.
首先让我简单的介绍一下 Tana。Tana 从哥伦比亚大学获得了公共政策与管理的硕士学位。在他成为 Mercer Island 的市议会成员之前，他在政府的这个私营非盈利和这个慈善部门、政府关系与联系部门，他工作了15年。他是一个有2个孩子的一个工作母亲。目前呢，他是华州第41选区的州众议员。Tana， 你有一个非常亮眼的简历，我们非常荣幸今晚上能够邀请到你。
So my first question is, when you began your master's program at Columbia University, did you plan to be a professional politician?
我的第一个问题是，当你开始在哥伦比亚大学攻读硕士学位的时候，你有没有计划将来会成为一名职业的一名政治家呢？
No, I really never did. I had been an education major in college, and then I got interested in education policy, and then in urban policy, looking at how the built environment affects education. So, you know, people were hungry or they didn't feel safe going to school, or how were things impacting families and communities.So I was looking much more about community development and community strength than I was at being a politician. So that was, certainly surprised me that I became one.
不，我当时压根就没有想到。我在大学里面，我以前学的是教育专业。后来呢，我对教育的政策以及对这个都市政策慢慢发生了兴趣。然后我就在看当现有的这个环境它是如何的影响了教育，人们饥饿，或者是他们没有感觉到学校会比较安全，或者是不管是什么事情它影响到家庭和社区， 所以我就越来越多的关注社区的发展和社区它自己的自己所具有的这个能力。后来呢，我成为了一名政治家。其实我自己也觉得非常非常的吃惊，没有想到我会成为一名这样的人。
Wonderful. You had been a city council member of Mercy Island. What did you bring to Mercy Island?
当你作为 Mercy Island 的一名市议员的时候，你为 Mercy Island 带来一些什么样的改变？
So when I first became interested in Mercer Island City Council, there were seven men on the council. And I knew that we had a much more diverse, seven white men. I knew we had a much more diverse community, obviously, with women and people of color. And so I started to work to diversify the city council. I would say there are three or four major things. One, changed Island Crest Way, the main thoroughfare through Mercer Island, from a four-lane road to a three-lane road. For safety, because people were getting in accidents. It was very dangerous. And in fact, my neighbor was killed right at our corner. So that was a big accomplishment. We also passed the bond and built a new fire station on the south end. It was had been built in the 50s or 60s. And so we built a new fire station for safety for Mercer Island. We also started an environmental sustainability committee for Mercer Island that we did not have before as part of city council work. And then lastly, I also created an economic development emphasis for the city. There had been a feeling that the city council didn't have any role as to how downtown Mercer Island should develop, or how we should work with business. But knowing light rail was coming, knowing that we were building taller buildings with first floor retail, I knew Mercer Island needed to look at our policies and work with business, to make sure we built a vibrant Mercer Island.
当我最初想到想要竞选 Mercer Island 的市议员的时候，当时这个市议会上有七名男性，我知道这个市议会当时是七名这个白人男性，我们的社区是一个非常多样化的社区，很明显，除了白人男性之外，还有女性和有色人种，于是我开始努力将我们的市议会变得更加的多样化。我觉得这里有3、4件比较重要的工作，其中一个呢是改变了我们的 Mercer Island Crest Way，这是一条主路。这条主路呢，我们把它从4条道把它减为了3条道，为了安全的考虑。因为人们经常在这条路上发生一些车祸，它非常的危险。实际上我的邻居也在这条路上丧生，刚刚就在这条路的街角，所以说这个工作是一个很大的一个成绩。我们通过了资金，我们修建了一个新的消防站，在这个路的在这个岛的南端。这个老的消防站，它在50、60年代建造的，已经非常的老旧了。于是我们为 Mercer Island 建了一个新的消防站，我们也为 Mercer Island 建立了一个新的环境可持续发展委员会。这个在以前作为这个市议会来讲，它是不存在的。最后呢，我也创建了一个经济，为这个城市而这个创建的这个经济发展的重点。曾经一度以来呢，这个市议会对于 Mercer Island 的它的市中心应当如何的发展，以及市议会应当如何与当地的商家合作，是没有概念的。但是当我们知道这个轻轨将会修建，并且我们知道这个建筑将会新的更高的建筑也会修建，它的第一层将会用来做零售。我们知道Mercer Island 他需要审视他的政策，以及与当地的商家合作，来创建一个更加多样化的一个 Mercer Island。
Nice, good job, thank you. You have championed the legislation to ensure children have access to mental health services and social emotional learning in your schools. What changes did you bring to the children in Washington State in this regard?
非常好，谢谢你。你也引领了一些立法的工作，来确保孩子们他们有足够的对于这个精神健康服务以及这个社会健康的一些学习。那么你对于这个华州的这个小孩子的这个儿童的健康，你带来了有哪些改变呢？
So when I went to the legislature, I didn't realize that not every school had a school counselor. Mercer Island schools are very lucky to work with the city and the school district to pay for our school counselors. And so I was really surprised to learn that not everyone had them. And they were really important for my family when I lost my mom and my dad and my grandmother all in the same year. And that was really hard on my children who were experiencing a lot of loss. And so I started to understand how their teachers were working with the students when we were away at funerals, so that when my kids came back, they felt supported and welcome and not kind of strange. And they had regular groups, lunches to meet with my kids and other kids who were struggling. So I saw firsthand how important that was. So in the legislature, I helped create a social emotional learning work group at OSPI, Superintendent of Public Instruction, our Department of Education, to make sure that we were having social emotional learning skills at each grade level. So if you started first grade in Mercer Island and then you moved to Walla Walla, that you wouldn't lose any skills, but we would know that you could continue to build those skills and that every school had those resources. I also constantly introduce legislation to try and fund school counselors at each and every school. That's a big ticket item, so we haven't been successful on that yet, but I continue to move that forward. And then the last thing in this area, we created a children's mental health work group to really think about children's mental health, not just in the doctor's office, but at childcare and at K-12. So if a child is struggling, you know, they might need the services at school, they might need the services in childcare, they might need the services at their doctor's office. And so we started to look at all sorts of different policies around mental health as it relates to children. And that was a first time focus for Washington. And we've passed, you know, at least 5 or 6 bills around that with many different components to increase children's mental health.
因此当我刚刚来到州议会的时候，我并没有意识到并非每一个学校都有学校辅导员。Mercer Island 的学校是非常幸运的，它能与城市以及与学区合作，为我们的学校辅导员付费。因此得知并非每一个人都拥有他们的时候，我感到非常的惊讶。我在同一年失去了我的母亲、父亲和祖母。他们对我的家人而言确实非常非常重要。对于遭受过很多损失的我的孩子们来说，这确实非常困难。于是我开始理解，当我们还在葬礼上的时候，学校的老师们他们是如何与这些学生们一起所以当我的孩子们回到学校的时候，他们会感受到被欢迎以及感觉到支持，而不会觉得很奇怪。他们有这些正常的这一些小组一起吃午餐，然后呢跟我的孩子们和其他的孩子们一起见面，在他们帮助他们经历这些家庭这些生活中的一些挫折和一些痛苦。所以我对于这些 非常对这些重要的这些政策，我有第一手的经验和感受。因此，在州议会，我帮助创建了一个社会情感学习工作组，由我的教育部门的公共指导总监来负责，以确保我们在每个年级都有社会情感学习技能。所以，如果你在 Mercer Island 开始上一年级，然后你搬家到哇啦哇啦，你不会觉得感觉到你丢失了任何技能，但是我们也知道你需要持续的来学习这些技能，在学校的在每一个学校，我们都有这些资源，我同时呢，我也持续的引进一些立法来帮助来资助学校辅导员，我们州的每一个学校，这是一个很大的一个法案，所以说目前我们尚未成功，但是呢，我会持续的努力来推进它。最后一件呢是在这个地方我们创建了儿童的精神健康工作组，来认真的来实际的来思考如何帮助促进儿童的精神健康，不仅仅是在在医生那儿，同时呢，也在每一个这个学前的这个儿童服务一直到他们的这个K12，所以说，如果当一个孩子他在经受这些家庭的带来的这些困难的时候，他们需要在学校里面获得这样的服务，他们需要在。同时在需要在他们的学前的这个幼儿园或者是其他的一些机构获得这样的服务，他们需要在医生那里获得这样的服务，所以说我们开始看各种各样的不同的政策，能够和这个精神健康相关，以及和这个儿童相关，这个在。华州来讲的话，这是第一次得到这样的关注。我们也通过了至少5到6个法案，关于这个促进儿童的心理、这个精神健康的各个不同的方面。
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。
如果您成为我们西雅图中文电台的会员，您将获得中文电台的包括茶杯、T 恤衫等纪念品。
您也有机会获得西雅图中文电台一年一度的春节晚会、台庆晚会的免费门票，以及免费在西雅图中文电台做广告等。当然，还有更多餐馆就餐、参加活动等打折机会。
加入西雅图中文电台的会员，您就和来自全世界的众多会员一起，成为西雅图中文电台这个大家庭的一员，帮助西雅图中文电台的电波在空中更久的飘扬。
请拨打会员热线电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，或者访问中文电台网站 chineseradioseattle.com/membership。
You have served on National Association of Jewish Legislators and the Jewish Foundation of Greater Seattle. Can you tell us the influence of a Jewish community in the Seattle area and in Washington State?
这个很了不起，非常感谢你，你也在犹太人议员全国协会以及大西雅图地区犹太人基金会工作过，可不可以给我们讲一讲，在西雅图地区以及在华盛顿州犹太人社区它的影响力呢？
Sure. You know, Washington has a really unique history with the Jewish community. There's a lot of Holocaust survivors who live here in Washington, and especially in the Sephardic Jewish tradition. So there's Ashkenazi and there's Sephardic. Sephardic is more the Moroccan and Spanish influence, and Ashkenazi is more kind of the rest of Eastern Europe. And so there's a very large history of Jewish influence here in Washington State. It's really important for me. I'm the granddaughter of Holocaust survivors. And so that's a very strong part of my history. And so I bring to the legislator that perspective, making sure that we're fighting anti-Semitism, that we're really following up on hate crimes, that we are in making sure that people are recognizing and celebrating diversity and all voices and all communities. And that is just a very fundamental component to my work. When we last year had a colleague from the Spokane Valley area who was found to be a white supremacist, I called for his expulsion and was very vocal about it, even though it was a little bit nerve-wracking. So these are things that we have to speak out as a community when we see hate crimes, when we see discrimination, when we see intolerance to the valuable diversity in our communities.
华盛顿州的犹太人社区有着独特的历史。华盛顿州有很多大屠杀的幸存者，尤其是塞巴蒂犹太人的传统。但是呢，奥斯卡经常充满了各种的喧嚣，他们的Sephardic 不仅仅具有摩洛哥和西班牙的影响力，那所以奥斯卡很多地方都像更像是东欧的其他地区，因此在华盛顿州犹太人的历史影响是非常的悠久。那么对于我呢，是作为大屠杀幸存者的一位孙女，所以呢参与犹太人社区对我也是非常的重要，这也是我历史的重要的组成部分。因此呢，我会把这种观点呢带给立法者，以确保我们正在与反犹太主义做斗争，确保我们真正去反对那些仇恨犯罪。我们要确保人们能够有多样性，所有的声音，所有的社区，都能够，所有的声音都能够在社区能够被听到，这也是我工作的一个非常基本的组成部分。去年啊，当有一个Spokane 那边山谷地区有同事有人被发现是白人至上主义者的时候，我就发声，就希望他能够被驱逐。每当出现这种事件的时候，都令人非常的不安。所以我们一旦出现有仇恨犯罪的时候，必须在社区里面大声疾呼，我们不希望能够看到有歧视，这对我们社区当中宝贵的多样性是不可容忍的。
That's great. Why is it important that you are re-elected as the representative of Legislative District 41 position 1?
为什么您连任华盛顿州第41选区第一职位的这个众议员是重要的？
Thank you for this softball question. So I have loved being the state representative for this area, which covers Renton, Newcastle, Mercer Island, Bellevue, Issaquah, Sammamish, and Beaux-Arts Village. And I think my involvement in the community around human services issues, around education, early learning, which I've been championing, especially around childcare issues. My strong work with our local governments, as I mentioned, we have those six cities, is really critical. And I work well with the business community, making sure that we're all coming together to solve issues. So for instance, a couple years ago, I worked to make sure we had condominium liability reform to help build more condominiums that were affordable to help address some of the affordable housing issues. And that was working very closely with people across the aisle. So while I work on very progressive issues, I also know we need to bring the whole community along and we need to really listen, be available, be accessible, and be open-minded to all of those in our community. So I have loved serving our community, being available and proactive in getting out in the community, being involved in the community, and really looking for practical solutions that can be passed and move forward.
谢谢你提这么个很有趣的问题。我很乐于为华盛顿州第41选区服务。那么这个选区呢是涵盖 Renton、Newcastle、穆斯达、Bellevue、Issaquah、Sammamish、Brooks Arts Village、等城市。那么我呢是参与了有关那个人类服务、教育、早期学习等问题的社区活动。这些活动呢一直是我在引领在牵头在做，尤其呢是在儿童教育方面。正如我前面所说的，我和地方政府有强有力的合作，而且呢我也与企业界有较好的合作，能够确保我们能够一起解决问题。因此几年前呢，我努力确保我们进行了公寓责任制的改革，并帮助建设更多可承担的公寓，以解决一些可承担的住房问题。也跟那个这一代的人们紧密的合作。所以当我处理非常那个进步的问题的时候，我也知道我们需要带动整个社区，我们需要对社区当中所有的人、所有的成员，我们要去倾听他们的心声，让他们畅所欲言，能够获取他们的心声，能够对他们的心声持开放的态度。因此呢，我非常热爱为社区服务，能够主动的参与社区的活动，真正去寻找可以通过向前发展的实用的解决的方案。
Nice, that's great. What will be your highest priority as a state representative?
您再次当选为华盛顿州的州议员之后，最优先的工作将是什么呢？
So when we come back to Olympia and into session in January, we're going to be dealing with the impacts of COVID, both on the budget, the state budget, on local and county budgets, and of course on policies that we might need to explore on how to help rebuild and rebuild the health of our communities and our individuals, of course. So when I look at our state budget, I know that we can't just cut services, because right now people need food more than ever. They need mental health services more than ever. We can't cut in healthcare. We certainly know that our kids and our schools and families are struggling with online schooling. And for me, the biggest thing that I have been looking at and hearing about is the lack of childcare and how that is really hindering economic recovery. Because you can't have a nurse go to the hospital and not know what's happening with her children. Teachers can't focus on their classroom if their kids are running around in the background. People can't go to the restaurants and the store where they have to work physically if they have their children at home. And so we really need to make sure that childcare is affordable and accessible because, again, sometimes we used to look at it as just 0 to 5-year-olds, but now we know that those with kids in elementary school, when those schools are closed, they need childcare as well in order to work. So for economic recovery, for the health of our community, for making sure kids are ready for kindergarten and for the next grade, we really need to address childcare issues.
在我们一月份再次回到奥林匹亚进行议会的议程的时候，我们还是要应对新冠疫情。那么主要就是在预算上面，地方的预算、县里的预算还有州里的预算，我们都要探索如何帮助重建社区和个人健康的政策方面。当然我们在查看州里面的社区的时候，我们不能够仅仅是削减服务，因为现在人们比任何时候更加需要有东西吃，需要食物，他们比任何时候更加需要精神卫生的服务，精神健康的服务。而且呢，我们也不能够削减医疗保健。我们当然知道，我们的学校和家庭中的孩子正在努力的通过远程来上学，这对我们来说，我们一直看到的和听到的最大的事情就是缺乏儿童的保健。这样如果儿童的保健保育不抓好的话，会阻止我们这个州的经济的复苏。因为你不能够让护士去医院，然后你还不知道你的孩子发生了什么。如果孩子不照顾好的话，老师也不能专注在课堂，他们的孩子就会在别的地方跑来跑去。那么如果孩子在家里面上学的话，人们就不能够去餐厅，也不能去商店。所以呢，这些都会影响经济。我们确实需要能够确保能够可承担的儿童保育的服务。那么我们再次回到这个零到五岁这个一段，特别是零到五岁这一段的孩子。我们现在知道，现在小学里有孩子的这些成年人，如果学校关闭呢，这些人需要有托儿的服务的，如果这样才能够确保他们回去工作。为了经济的复苏呢，我们社区的健康，也为了我们社区的健康，也确保孩子准备上幼儿园啊，升入下一个年级啊，升学啊，我们确实需要解决这个托儿的一些问题。
Wonderful. So, what's your biggest advantage over your opponent in this election?
和您的竞选对手相比，您最大的优势是什么？
So I have to say that I have been incredibly honored this year to not have an opponent. So this is the first time I'm running for the state legislature without an opponent. I have had opposition every other time, of course, but this year I like to think it is because I work in a very bipartisan manner, because I'm so involved in the community, working on issues that are important, again, around transportation, around education, around housing, mental health, all the things that are priorities for our community, including also something we haven't talked about, which is trying to end gun violence. So I like to think that, that I, not only was I lucky, but I scared off enough of the opposition that I ended up not with an opponent.
我想说的是，我很荣幸啊，这次选举我没有对手，因为没有人来挑战我。这也是我在竞选那个州议员期间呢，第一次出现没有人挑战我的情况。我想这是因为我的工作呢是在做两党的团结，所以我经常参与社区的工作啊，在交通、 教育、住房、心理健康等重要问题上面，这些都是我们社区的优先事项。当然我还做过我们刚刚没有谈论过的事情，比如说怎么结束枪支暴力啊什么的。我想我不仅是很幸运，我吓跑了那个竞争的对手，这也是我第一次遇到这样的情况。
That's a great answer. What will you do as a state representative for the COVID-19 pandemic?
现在正值新冠大流行期间，那么您作为华盛顿州的那个众议员，您将会怎么做呢？
So again, the biggest role that I've been playing is around the issue of childcare and around issues of foster care and other things in that human services and early learning space. So making sure that that we're getting parents and their foster kids together with safe visits to help create and maintain the bonds between foster children and their biological parents. So looking at different ways and policies that we need to tweak given that we're all home and everything's virtual. So there were a whole bunch of policies that were about being providing services in person. And so we've been trying to make sure that we switch everything to online and to continue to have those services. Around childcare, again, working very closely with childcare providers and advocating to the governor and on the federal level for more money for childcare so that we can make sure they can stay open even as they have new ratios about teachers to children to maintain safety, health and safety. So making sure that those childcares can stay open, can afford PPE and other protective equipment, and make sure that childcare is there for parents as they go back to work. And again, critical for business. So I've been working with business to find out what their childcare needs are, and working with school districts to make sure that they're communicating with childcare. So if a school is going to open or they're going to close, that families have enough information to be able to plan in advance about how to care for their children, you know, without it being a surprise, and to keep them healthy and again, able to go to work. So those have been some of the biggest areas that I've been focusing on around COVID.
那么我在州议会呢，一直扮演的最大的角色就是围绕着儿童的保育、寄养，还有其他的服务，还有人类的服务，还有儿童的早期教育等方面的其他的问题。所以呢，我在那个大流行期间也是要确保让我们孩子还有收养孩子有能够进行安全的探访，并且帮助建立和维持收养的孩子和他们亲生父母之间的纽带。鉴于我们在家中还有所有的事情都是远程的，所以我也在研究需要调整的不同的方式和政策。因此有一整套关于那个亲自访问这些服务的政策。我们一直在努力确保所有的内容能够切换到远程，并且继续提供围绕着托儿服务的相关的服务。那么也跟那个托儿服务幼儿服务的提供者就幼儿园等进行紧密的合作，也向州长啊，向那个联邦一级政府倡导为托儿服务提供更多的资金，以便我们能够确保在那个进行安全开放。那么即使他们对老师和孩子的比例有了新的规定之后，也能够保持安全，保持健康。因此我们都想确保托儿所能够开放，能够可承担，并且呢有足够的防护设备，还有其他的防护设备，能够确保父母在重返工作岗位的时候能够得到托儿的照顾。同样这对那个重新开放这个复工都是非常的重要。 我们一直都在跟企业合作，以了解他们对育儿的需求，也在跟学区进行合作，能够确保他们跟那个育儿，就是 child care， 进行沟通。因此，如果一所学校继续即将开业或者即将关闭，那么这些家庭就要有足够的信息，要提早告诉他们，让他们能够有足够的时间来规划如何照顾好他们的孩子，而不会影响他们的正常的工作，也能够让他们继续保持健康。那么这些呢，就是我在那个COVID-19 就是大流行期间主要要做的工作。
Wonderful。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
亲爱的听众朋友们， Fly China 向您问好。购买回国机票请上 flychina.com， 15年诚信服务，专售美中航线机票，应有尽有，一目了然。网上自动购票加上中英文专人化的服务，就是 flychina.com 的独特优势。您想知道西雅图回国最低票价吗？ flychina.com 主页左下角实时更新回北京、上海和香港的最低价，点击后还可以比较不同月份旅行的最低价。 flychina.com 的宗旨，帮您尽快找到物美价廉的行程。
You are a working mom with two kids, and can you share with us about your family values?
我们听说您是带有两个孩子的一个上班族的母亲，是 working mom， 那么您能不能跟我们分享一下您的家庭观念？
Yeah, thank you. So when I came to the legislature, I was one of just a handful of legislators with little kids at home. And that was just a really important another component of diversity that I brought to the legislature, diversity of experience. And again, I think that's why I brought a different focus, a focus on childcare, a focus on social emotional learning, a focus on gun control from the point of view of schools and community safety. And so just having that difference of experience is really important. For me, you know, and I think for most families, and certainly for a lot of immigrant families, making sure the world is better for our children is at the heart of what we do and of why we struggle or why we work so hard. And so just constantly thinking about what is going to be important for long-term benefits for our kids and our community. So looking at prevention, not just addressing emergencies, but going upstream to try and prevent crises before they occur. And just, you know, again, making sure that we are thinking about families, getting them a roof over their heads, food in their bellies, a job that is satisfying, and time to spend as a family together, whether it's in the beautiful outdoors that we have here in Washington State, and making sure that we're really protecting that beauty and our climate so that we have a safe and healthy future for our kids.
好的，谢谢你问这个问题。那么我到那个华州众议员工作的时候呢，我是议会当中少数几个家里还有很小的孩子的那个议员。 那么，这其实是一个非常重要的问题，这也使我给立法机关带来多样性的一个组成部分，因为我的经验，又比如说我是女性，我是带很小孩子的母亲，那么这些都是给立法机关带来了多样性。我认为这就是为什么我从学校和社区安全的角度，将注意力转移到儿童的就是看顾，那么还有社会，情感，就是方面的学习啊，教育，还有枪支控制上面，不同的经历啊，对我来说都非常的重要。对于大多数家庭来说，特别是移民家庭来说，确保我们的孩子对世界有更加美好，的，就是观感啊，就是看法，是我们所应该做的事情。那么，也是我们就是。我们为什么要努力工作的一个核心？那么，我们也在不断的思考，就是怎样能够确保孩子的长期的利益？这也是非常的重要的。不仅仅要着眼于现在的一些紧急的情况，也不仅仅要着重于，就是解决紧急情况，也要着重于预防，就是那个从源头上要预防危机。所以，我们再说一次，就是要确保我们的家庭，他们就是居者有其屋，然后呢，就是家里呢也有东西吃，也有一份满意的工作，也能够跟家人一起度过美好的时光，这样子才是真正的生活。那么，无论是在美丽的户外活动，还是在我们这个华盛顿州，美丽的华盛顿州，都要确保，我们这个美丽有这个美丽的气候啊，然后呢，也要为我们的孩子营造安全健康的环境。
That's beautiful. Can you say something to the voters in the Chinese community?
你要跟我们华人社区的选民说些什么吗？
Yeah, thank you. I would just, of course, ask for your vote. I would ask for your involvement in politics and in the community. Please reach out to me, reach out to your other representatives. Let me know your priorities. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to speak with you directly, to let you know a little bit about what I'm interested in, but I'd love to hear from you directly about what is important for you and your families. So please do reach out. My door is always open, or I guess I should say my email system or my phone, since we're in the COVID situation. Wear a mask, vote, and stay in touch.
好，谢谢您。我想跟华人社区，朋友们，说的是，希望你们能够出来投票。我们邀请您参加政治和社区的活动。如果在我的选区，欢迎您跟我联系。那么也欢迎您跟我们华盛顿州其他的。州的议员那个联系，让我们知道，对您来说什么是最重要的。今天呢，我非常的高兴有这个机会和华人社区进行交谈，让各位对我所感兴趣的事情，我所做的工作有所了解。但是呢，我很想直接从您那里得知。对您家人，您和家人最重要的事情是什么？所以，我这边的门是向您敞开的，所以呢，您只要有需要，就请和我们联系。
Thank you so much, and I'm sure you will win the election and I look forward for your future accomplishment in legislative body and be a professional politician, and I hope you can be the Hillary Clinton in Washington State.
Thank you. Well, Chaoyan, I really appreciate you reaching out and inviting me today, and thank you to Chinese Radio Seattle. And I love seeing your son. I have a young college student who is at home instead of away at college, and I have a high schooler. So as you know, my kids have aged and grown up. I understand how we're all trying to make things work from home. So I appreciate you taking the time to invite me and have me today.
Thank you.
以上是对华盛顿州第41选区第一职位的众议员的候选人 Tana Sen, T-A-N-A,S-E-N-N 他的 last name 是 S-E-N-N 的专访。那么非常感谢吕林参加我们的翻译。那么如果各位听众朋友对Tana 有兴趣更多的了解，那么欢迎访问我们的网站 ChineseRadioSeattle.com 观看这次专访的视频和更多的内容。谢谢大家，祝大家晚安。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。
如果您成为我们西雅图中文电台的会员，您将获得中文电台的包括茶杯、 T 恤衫等纪念品。
您也有机会获得西雅图中文电台一年一度的春节晚会、台庆晚会的免费门票，以及免费在西雅图中文电台做广告等。当然还有更多餐馆就餐、参加活动等打折机会。
加入西雅图中文电台的会员，您就和来自全世界的众多会员一起成为西雅图中文电台这个大家庭的一员，帮助西雅图中文电台的电波在空中更久的飘扬。
请拨打会员热线电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，或者访问中文电台网站 ChineseRadioSeattle.com/membership。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健，康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。